T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Marks and Race, we're back. We're going to get back into the sports again. I know a lot of people trying to get through yesterday that still had a lot on their mind and a lot to talk about regarding the protests and everything else. So we are here today until 6 o'clock. A couple of things from last night. So we get out of here, and you made it home all right last night, Ike? It took a little bit longer to get out of the area?
Mm-hmm.
All right. It wasn't too bad.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
So I got out of it. It didn't take that long. A couple minutes extra. All right? But we were able to get out of here safely last night. It seems seems like that there's not a lot going on here. Now, as we look out here on 30th Street Station and Market Street, there's still closures. You still can't make it up Market Street. I normally take 76 East, and then I get off at the Vine Street Expressway, and then I take the first exit, which is 23rd Street. All the exits on Vine Street were blocked off. They weren't letting anybody off. Mm-hmm. So now I'm stuck. So I park and I go. I'm asking the officer. I'm like, it was a state cop. I'm like, yo, man, I got to get through. I'm trying to get to the radio station. He's just not having it. Like, nah, man, can't let you through. Can't. So now we have like this. I'm like, no, I'm actually like, we have a letter from the Department of Homeland Security saying that we are essential workers and we need to be able to get to work. And so then he finally let me go. But there's still a lot of traffic issues out there within the city.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I roll up and I'm like, I got my badge out. You know, I'm like, I'm going to Intercom, and I started to say I work with WIP, and you're like, man, don't play me like that. I know who you are. Oh, my bad.
Whatever happened, like,
but that's always how you get treated.
I'm just saying.
When you go into the lots down in the at the games, they just they just see and wave you through. Arguing with people with media credentials and parking passes and things like
They're
that.
They're saying like, you're too short to be John Marsh, right?
No, they don't know who I am. No, and I'm like, listen, I'm trying to get into the parking lot. My broadcast starts soon. I got to get in here. They're like, yeah, I have to talk to my supervisor. I can't let you in.
I must admit, most of the people are very accommodating when it comes to me.
I don't
normally get much resistance.
Ike Reese.
You do not get resistance.
And I can appreciate that. But there's a lot of people listen to the show.
Yes.
I mean, that's what it is.
A lot of people listen to the show and they hear the voice. You're also a well-known former Philadelphia Eagle, absolutely.
Oh, man, listen, I played when Jack was a kid. These people don't know me, man.
Yeah, but I'm slowly learning, you know? Slowly getting there.
He gets the sound drops. It's awesome.
Tom Brady looked off Ike Reese in the middle of the field.
We will continue.
That's one of his favorite ones.
But we'll keep you updated on what's going on if there's any – like yesterday we're on the air and they're shooting tear gas at the demonstrators that go down on 676. Joe Giglio happens to be in his car trying to get off at that exit. And meanwhile, he didn't try to call in and say, hey, I'm stuck on 676. Tear gas is flying everywhere. He walks in like nothing happened. I'm like, hey, what's going on, man? Oh, he shows me a picture of the protesters and the tear gas and stuff. I'm like, oh, that's pretty interesting.
Well, I mean, you know, it takes a lot to rattle Joe.
No, I know.
Joe, he's just calm.
We learned that last Thursday.
Exactly,
you guys are yelling at each other.
Joe's in here.
There's nothing that rattles him.
No.
At all. So that was yesterday. So we'll keep you updated on any of that. Now I get home last night and I see that some citizens of the Fishtown section get out their bats and their axes and their hatches and their other weapons and they start marching down Girard Avenue, and it just all chaos just was created. I know my cousin Alexandra, she lives in the neighborhood, and she's taking pictures and sending them or putting them out there on social media. So I guess that was the. Well, that and the fact that reporters that were out after curfew were handcuffed and thrown in the back of the police, not even a van, like the big police bus, even though they had their credentials and they said, "Hey, I'm in the media, I'm working," and they still got handcuffed and they threw in the back there. But the Fishtown guys with the axes were allowed to march down the street.
Yeah.
So, I can already see what the issue is right now. They were allowed to have weapons marching down the street after curfew, but then legitimate news reporters from newspapers were thrown in handcuffs, even though they had their credentials, and the police didn't want to listen to it. So, the problems continue to happen here as they try to clean things up. So we'll keep you updated if anything else does happen along those fronts right there. Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's and Forever Mark want to thank our brave nurses. Go to marksjewelers.squarespace.com and nominate a nurse to win jewelry from Mark's Jewelers and Forever Mark. And it's a 50-game season or a no-game season. The owners are saying, hey, let's play 50 games. You can get your full prorated salary with 50 games. And the players are saying, no, we want 114 games. So if it came down to it, would you want 50 or do you want no games? And I say 50 games. And you know what? I'd actually be excited for a 50-game season.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't be excited for a 50-game season. I just don't think it's what I would consider to be a season. And if I'm equating it to the other sports, if it were hockey, you would be talking about, what, 25 games?
A little bit more, but yeah, right around there.
Games,
right,
okay,
around there.
25, 30 games, and then playing the postseason? Yeah, I don't think hockey fans would accept a hockey season that consists of 25 or 30 games, and then the postseason.
It's not a lot of games.
For a Stanley Cup. Football, you're talking about 5 games, and then the postseason? I don't think people would really consider that to be a football season. You may as well scrap it, and let's get ready for the next season. Same thing with basketball. I just don't think in the other sports people would necessarily consider it. And what hurts baseball, see, football is the one that maybe you can argue people would take it in any form or fashion because we just love the sport so much and it's in our blood. And this isn't a slight towards baseball because I'm a baseball fan. I'm actually not in the casual baseball fan department. I'm a casual hockey fan. I'm not a casual baseball fan. So I'm not in the casual baseball fan department. And part of being a fan of baseball is having a season where you can see a team go through little peaks and valleys and still have a chance to actually win. You know, it's more than just saying, okay, the season is too short, so it doesn't feel like a real championship. It also says to me, we're assuming everything's going to go right for our team. Well, Bryce Harper rolls his ankle early and has to miss 3 weeks. Your season may be over with.
It's a lot of time.
And it's like, is it worth it for that? And these players have to be thinking, not that I care a whole lot about that, but I know they must be thinking from a injury risk standpoint to a coronavirus standpoint, a third of my salary? Is it really worth it for me to go out there and do that when it's not going to really be a real am I really going to feel like a World Series champion? If our team happens to go, I don't know, 28-23?
No.
So I just
– and I'm fine with that.
No, I'm just saying from a player standpoint, which is probably why my mind is thinking this way as well, they probably don't feel like it's worth it to them. Too short of a season, not worth the return that I'm going to get, not worth the risk that I'm going to put my body in, pitchers, that whole thing. Like, I just don't see it, man. If you got to go 50, just scrap the season, work on the next CBA, and make sure we have a baseball season in 2021.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. Would you rather have 50 games or no games at all? And I won't disagree with you to where, like we had said earlier in the show, that the Nationals after 50 games were not even close to being a playoff team last year.
19-31.
Yeah, not even close. End up winning the World Series. I get it. It's not perfect. It's not ideal. And I wouldn't even, it would be a, it wouldn't count the same as a regular championship would. By the way, none of these three championships are going to be won. Stanley Cup, NBA Championship, Major League Baseball, World Series are going to count the same to me. They're all going to be outliers. They're all going to be like, oh, yeah, that was the coronavirus year. The NFL season's going to count because they're hopefully going to play 16 games. And even if it's not in home stadiums in front of fans, it's still going to be 16 games.
No, it's going to count to you because a Super Bowl matters no matter what fashion it comes in. That's why it's going to count to you. You know, the fact that basketball and hockey have played two-thirds of their seasons and they're going to play a postseason – I'm putting up air quotes, supposedly, because I'm still not sure basketball. I'm starting to have my doubts about basketball.
Yeah, you are.
And you're worried about all these.
Yeah, players. I'm starting to have my doubts because here's the thing. I think, in theory, these owners and players thought they can get what they want out of this, which is their financial gain. And they thought they would be able to come up with a plan that would be feasible to actually execute, have everybody be safe. We all get our little slice of the pie, and we move on.
Wrap up the season and
yeah.
go home.
Yeah. I don't know if it's that easy in practicality. Like, when they actually have to go through what they need to do and you convey this to the players, I don't know if everybody's completely on board with it.
Well, and
These guys don't seem to be looking to start as soon as they can. We're still going through negotiations.
Well, a guy like Damian Lillard says – so you want me to restart the season in a season where we have no chance of winning a title, and we know
right.
we have no chance of winning a title, but you want
right.
to put everybody in the playoffs because it makes it better to put on TV and you can make more money from
yes.
it.
Yes. Because these other owners want their slice of the pie also.
Sure.
So that's what it comes down to, and I just don't think what's going to finally come to a head is that all this stuff about the owners only care about the fans, or the players don't care about the fans. No, they both want the same thing. Is this financially worth it?
Mm.
And even for basketball, with those players having gotten the majority of their salaries already, it has to be financially worth it for them to do it.
Yeah, and you have so many haves. In baseball, what we learned is you have a lot of have-nots. 65% of the league is making $1 million or under. NBA.
And there's a group of players led by LeBron who's already got their entire salary.
Yeah.
They were paid, I think it's like 11 players. They were already paid their entire salaries.
Yeah, it's a little – the money aspect's a little bit different in the NBA as opposed to Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
That's for sure. So it's either 50 games or no games. What would you rather see as a baseball fan? 215-592-9494. When you call up, we can give you – it's election day here, Ike. So there's people that are going out to the polls. The curfew's been extended till 8:30, I believe, here in Philadelphia, so people can go out and vote. Jack has some questions, some easy – we have to vote. It's yes or no, pretty much, right? Like, if one or the other, we're going to vote on.
Yeah.
Simple everyday questions. Like what?
Music?
This
is what happens when you go in the election booth now.
Yeah,
that sets
the mood a little bit. What's the better tasting animal, pig or cow?
Ooh.
Better tasting animal.
That's a good question there, man. You're talking about beef or pork.
Yeah, but.
Better tasting?
Yeah, but see, here's
bacon.
The thing. Yeah, no, but it's just not
no.
bacon from the pig.
Oh, no.
Because
you
get
lots of things.
You get ham, which is good. You get
yes.
pork chops, which I'm not a huge fan of pork chops.
Big fan of pork chops.
Do you
big
like pork
fan.
Chops?
Big fan of the swine.
So
I know people out there don't want to hear that. They're a little disappointed in me, but I'm sorry.
You said it anyway.
I eat pork.
You ain't eating turkey bacon?
And don't regret it. Don't eat turkey bacon. Don't eat turkey bacon, burgers, none of that. Only turkey I eat is turkey meat, right? Like, it has to be actually turkey breast. Turkey.
Yeah, I'll bang turkey all
yeah.
the time, man.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Pause,
you'll
pause,
do what?
Pause.
I eat turkey sandwiches every day, and
yeah.
I like it. But I'm not having a turkey burger. Give me a
no,
burger.
Exactly. Yes.
Turkey bacon doesn't taste like bacon.
No, it does not. Not for me, it doesn't.
No.
So fraudulent.
Bacon's bacon.
Yes.
Bacon's the best part of the anything that
of
comes
the
from the pig, yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Bacon's the best.
Oh, man.
But.
Cow or pig? That's a tough one, Jack.
You got steak with pig or
man,
with cow. You got burgers.
That's all you got to say. I got to go cow.
I got to go cow.
Got to go cow.
I love
you
bacon.
You guys made the case for the pig, and that was that.
Yeah.
Well,
but
once you throw steak in there, that's.
And burgers.
Yeah, I'm with you, but it's more or less steaks for me, though.
Yeah, I could live without bacon. I couldn't live without red meat.
Yes. I think that's how it rolls, yeah.
All right, give us one more then, Jack.
I think that's how I feel,
I could live without a pork chop.
Sylvester Stallone or Arnold?
Sylvester or Arnold? As far as what? The better movies or better actors?
Who you got? No, who's your guy?
It's like Wentz Foles.
Yeah, who's your guy?
It's like Wentz Foles.
See, I gotta be honest.
I gotta go Sylvester.
I gotta go Schwarzenegger. Stallone, obviously, we have Rocky, but like other than that, what are we really talking about here?
Rambo's pretty good. I like Rambo 1 and 2.
Watch it today, you'll laugh out loud. And for the
I have. It was on.
I've seen it recently.
Yeah. I'm a Rambo guy.
But see, here's the difference. And then you watch Predator.
Oh, man, John Rambo.
You watch Predator, and that's timeless. Predator is an awesome movie.
Sure it is.
Right? Jingle All the Way. What a great movie, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No,
Kindergarten Cop.
That's bad. Yeah,
Kindergarten Cop's a good movie.
Yeah, see, that's where you go bad at. You know what I mean? With Stallone making stuff like...
True Lies, excellent movie.
True Lies was good, but that was more because of Tom Arnold than it was...
Jamie Lee Curtis
than it was Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's a terrible actor.
He's
terrible.
Stallone's worse.
You're right. I can't even argue that. You're absolutely right.
Stop or my mom will shoot.
Yeah, either one of them. Yeah. Listen, both of them are terrible when it comes to that. But I gotta go with Stallone because of Rocky. If I'm looking at
Rocky, is one of the great movies of all
you're
time.
You're telling me Rocky versus Terminator. That's basically what we're saying. That's the best. Is that the best of both of them? At their best, Stallone is Rocky, right? And is Terminator the biggest thing for Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I don't think it's the biggest, but it's the best. Terminator was 1984.
Yeah.
But it might be his best. I mean, I don't know.
What's his biggest movie?
I don't know. That's a good question. No, one of his newer movies is probably bigger as far as grossing box office.
Yeah, what he's known for, right?
Yeah, but I mean, what is he known for? He's the Terminator.
He's had a... Dude,
I'll be back. You know?
Exactly.
But it's not even close. He's had so many more hits than Sylvester Stallone. Sylvester Stallone has Rocky and nothing else.
Yeah, I agree. But that's better than all the rest of those.
Yeah, because he didn't have to do the other thing.
Exactly.
Put it on Twitter. At Mark's Reese WIP, Jack. I got to go. Schwarzenegger, the Running Man. Awesome movie.
Listen, I'm not telling you Stallone made better movies than Schwarzenegger. I'm just telling you the best of Stallone is better
Rocky
than anything.
Rocky trumps anything else.
Anything Schwarzenegger did. Anything. Except for maybe Terminator. What was more pop culture impactful? Rocky, who they're still making Creed movies out of.
That's only in this city, though.
Creed.
Rocky is cinematically one of the best movies ever.
He threw a grenade and it landed. Don't ever say that.
Are you
that.
Ripping Rocky?
Yes.
Oh, I think it's the worst thing that ever happened to this city.
Rocky?
Yeah, it's not even close. We idolize a fake statue of a guy that's not even it's not even real. Rocky drives me crazy.
Listen, it was a few times my heart almost came out of my chest before an Eagles game. And one of those times is when we opened up the link, somehow none of us knew he was in the building, meaning players. I'm imagining the fans didn't know either. They, you know how at the start of every Eagles game, they played the Rocky theme music. So they get to playing that, and all of a sudden on the Jumbotron, Sylvester Stallone is up there with a Deuce Staley jersey on with both fists in the air.
With a Deuce jersey on?
Dude, I almost passed out before we kicked the ball off. I was so amped. I was so amped. I was ready to kill.
Whatever happened, like
I was going to kill anything that moved, man.
That's awesome.
And we went out there and lost 17-0.
What game was it?
You guys really showed up.
Yeah, when we opened up the link.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was spent after that opening kickoff in that game, too. Yeah, I ran down there probably 2,000 miles.
215-592.
Oh, I was so hyped.
94-94, Marks and Reese. So you get what we're doing here.
Oh, they brought Rocky. Hey, he's really here. He's really here.
How pumped was Deuce still on the team?
Yeah. That was his last year.
So 2003 was his last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Deuce must have been pretty pumped that Rocky was wearing his jersey.
Up there with 22 on. Five probably was mad.
Yeah.
Another shot at Donovan.
I didn't even say it. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese.
That was unnecessary.
Open phones on the other side, and join us for the baseball discussion. 50 games or no baseball at all.
Man, Stallone over Schwarzenegger, man.
Yeah, it's kind of easy.
I got to go with the Rocky. It's not even a trilogy. What is that?
I don't know.
There's 8 movies there.
Well, let's face it. How many of the actual Rocky movies were good? Right? Like, 2 was all right.
Well, how about I've only seen the 5? I've never seen Balboa.
I've never seen
any of those movies.
I saw
Tommy Gunn.
I saw the Tommy Gunn one.
Yeah, that's my last one.
Is that 5?
Yep.
Yeah, I saw that one. 215-592-9494. We'll get to the phones on the other side. We appreciate you holding Marks and Reese on 94
Creed
was WIP.
On this weekend.
Yeah, I still haven't seen it, and I should see it.
Yeah.
It's not good. All right, back right after this. Don't go anywhere. But, hey, listen, summer heat's coming, right? And I think it's going to be 91 degrees tomorrow. Crank up that AC. But if you're trying to cool your home more efficiently and save on your high energy bills, I suggest, and I've done this myself, that you go Guida and replace those old drafty windows and doors with my good friends at Guida Door and Window. And right now is a great time to get in because Guida is offering their best discounts of the year with their big 40% off summer sales event on all expertly installed windows and doors. You'll receive 40% off each window you buy, 40% off all high-performance, energy-efficient triple-pane windows, and 40% off any door. And I got a storm door from Guida 2 summers ago. It's amazing. But we're talking about insulated entry doors, patio doors, garage doors, and the storm door like I have. Plus, you can get your project started today with no money out of pocket and the luxury of paying it off interest-free for up to 12 months. So check it out. Interest-free up to 12 months and 40% off every window and door that you buy. You got to get in right now. All prior sales are excluded. Don't let these big discounts pass you by. Go Guida today to take advantage of these limited time savings. Call them. Schedule a free in-home estimate. 877-GO-GUIDA. Or online at goguida.com. That's go, GUIDA.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.